Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is the second recording, starting with the seventh prayer in the Migration of the Truth for Traveler in the Duas of the Sixth Door, Spiritual Guidance for the Seeker on How to Follow the Way. We'll be starting on page 82 in the Migration of the Truthful Traveler. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين O our Lord, grant us success by your generosity and favor, so that we may ascend to your special care and settle in your unity, O one whose favor overflows. O seeker who is traveling the way and contemplating the beautiful divine names, seek the unveiling of the images of his immutable entities, which are the causative, al-sababiyat, the beautifying, al-jamaliyat, the magnifying, al-jalaliyat, the subtle, al-latif, and the irresistible, al-kahriyat. O one who contemplates all the divine qualities that complement one another, as well as the similar ones, you must reflect upon the name Ar-Rahman, the universally merciful, which Allah repeats in many surah, many times. It is the name that points to the great mercy of the real and to the abundance of his generosity and favor upon his outer expressions and makings. By this name, Allah establishes himself upon the throne of all creatures, including the corrupted ones. And by this name, he manifests what he conceals from non-existence. In conclusion, there is nothing in existence perceived by the senses or decreed were prohibited, except that it is encompassed by this name, and under the discipline and control of this name, to the extent that if its provision in the world was cut off, even for the blink of an eye, there would absolutely be no world in existence. If you are actualized by this glorious name, and have certainty of its encompassing all outer expressions by its subtleness, gentleness, and kindness, you will be granted success by the reality of his saying, "There is no one in the heavens and the earth who does not come to the merciful as a worshipful slave." From 1993 in the Quran, Bismillah. In kullu man fis samawati wal ardi illa ati rahmani abda. There's no one in the heavens and the earth who does not come to the merciful as a worshipful slave. May Allah make us among those you are actualized by the meanings of the beautiful names and of those who discover the secrets of his qualities by his favor, great mercy, generosity, and long reach. O seeker, who follows the way of the real with steadfastness and with a firm hold, and not turning this way or that way, so that you are guided to the oneness of the essence, which is the fountain of the ocean of existence and the origin of everything, you must follow the footsteps of your Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in all of his actions and words, and you must adorn yourself with his ethics and qualities in accordance with your capacity and in accordance with what Allah makes easy for you. Do not neglect any of the subtle aspects of the noble law, and follow all that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brought to you from his Lord. Do not keep striving to find the secrets, because they will be unveiled after you reach the rank of your being for which Allah created you. He created you with an innate nature that leads you to it. When you arrive, all the secrets and understandings at which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants you to arrive will manifest to you. Then you will be among the Gnostics and the people of certainty, if your Lord wills. May he grant you success. O our Lord, grant us success by your generosity and favor, so that we may ascend to your special care and settle in your unity, O one whose favor overflows. Prayer 8. Our Lord, bestow upon us an attraction from your essence that will distract us from the lower world and its pleasures and make us feel intimate with you, so that we are safe from the entertainment of others. For you have power over everything, and you are capable of granting the wishes of the faithful believers. O seeker who wants to moderate your actions, words, and states, seek the help of Allah in all that comes from you. And then you must hand it over to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, without looking at its causes or context. Take Allah as your trustee and your guardian, waqilah, in accordance with his saying, so take him as your guardian, from Surah 73, Ayat 9. Bismillah. Rabbul matriki wal magharibi la ilaha illa huwa fattakhidhu wakila. Lord of the East and the West, there is no deity save him, so take him as your guardian. Surrender all your affairs and your states, all of your concerns to Allah, and let him represent you, because everything originally belongs to him, even though it appears to be coming from you. When you have no true existence, everything follows as a consequence of that. Let yourself die before you die. Die to yourself and to your shaitan. and to your illusion and your fantasy, because all these things are confusing you and leading you astray. They remove you from what is helpful to you and cause you to fall. You must be able to discern between the whispers of the lower desires and those things that please the self, that deviate from that of your guardian protector, and between the signs of guidance and the marks of the guardian consciousness that causes you to reach the lofty degree and to gain the honor of meeting your beloved. If you want to rid yourself of lower desires, forgetfulness, illusion, and fantasy, and seclude yourself from people, turn away from crowds. Beware of accompanying others and mingling with them. Instead, make a retreat that will save you from your temptations and from that which harms you. You can taste the unity in seclusion, especially at this time when hypocrisy and dispute are overwhelming. Our Lord, bestow upon us an attraction from your essence that will distract us from the lower world and its pleasures, and make us feel intimate with you so that we are safe from the entertainment of others. For you have power over everything, and you are capable of granting the wishes of the faithful believers. Prayer 9. O our Lord, bestow upon us, directly from your essence, an attraction that will save us from the restrictions of our entities and lead us to the vastness of your unity. O seeker, who is following and striving for the sake of Allah and struggling against his enemies and against those obstacles that stops the seeker from reaching the unity. First, you must struggle against yourself that is between your ribs, because it is your worst enemy. Inwardly, yourself can overcome you and control your heart, which is the house of the unity, its authority, and the locus of the descent of honor and dignity. It's the place of divine revelation and hidden inspirations. You must remove the authority of the self, nafs, break the self and its troops, which are the forces of lower desire and anger, as well as all the dark qualities that lead to the ruin of the heart, and fill the commanding self with evil, empowering it even more. Showing enmity toward the nafs is being true to your essence, and it occurs naturally. Beware of obeying the nafs, because they will keep you busy and away from the real, confusing you, leading you astray from his way. The nafs tempt you and lead you to falsehood. Therefore, O seeker, who follows to overcome the nafs that command to evil, know that this desire cannot be granted except with seclusion. Withdraw yourself from the shaitan and the kingdom of the self and its pleasures. Incline toward the real with determination, without hypocrisy and rebellion. And do not be deceived by the demands of low human qualities. This is achieved with a sincere willingness and by directing yourself toward the one essence in the way of annihilation, by effacing that which causes the illusory sense of multiplicity. In conclusion, the seeker's quest is not complete except with annihilation, fana, in Allah, and remaining in existence, baka, by Him. O our Lord, bestow upon us directly from Your essence an attraction that will save us from the restrictions of our entities and lead us to the vastness of Your unity. Amen. Prayer 10. May Allah shield us from the deception and whispers of the shayateen by His favor and generosity. Amin. O seeker who is actualized in the station of servanthood, you must abide by the word that the real caused you to hear on the tongue of your prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must repeat it consciously in retreat and after prayers. You must be determined to reach its reality and accept it, and be content by it until it is firmly established in your heart. Repeat it continually, consciously, until your state declares it without your tongue. When you are actualized in this way and master this level, know that you have completed the rank of servanthood, and after this, you continue to ascend in the ranks of servanthood until Allah grants you success and attracts you to the station of annihilation in Him. Then you remain in existence, baka, as long as He remains in existence. This is not achieved except by effacing your nafs, annihilating your humanity and your self-identity, so that your particular entity completely falls away from you, and your personality completely annihilates. Then you gain prosperity and arrival beyond Allah. There is no end and no goal. A seeker who sees the unity of Allah and is enlightened by the assembling niche and the brilliant lamp of prophecy. May Allah grant you your ultimate goal and grant you the completion of that which the real has made you to be. You must be polite with your prophet, who guides you to the way of the unity of essence. You must also give him his due rights, which the real has obliged you to give. You must put his rank in front of your eyes. You must not abandon any of his ways, manners, and beautiful ethics that are well known to the people of the truth and the lovers who have unveiled the loftiness of his rank and position. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not neglect any of the rules. Do not transgress the boundaries set by Allah in accordance with His religion and His law, Sharia. You must be determined to follow His religion and law no matter how difficult it is on you. Know that ease is given to ordinary people and difficult demands are for the elite, which proves the sincerity of their actions. You must avoid hypocrisy. You must avoid the love of fame. You must avoid all of the evil tendencies that are associated with actions, whether they are minor, major, easy, or difficult. Beware and be cautious of that which leads to hypocrisy and confusion, because these are the nets of Iblis by which he makes the weak stray and disconnects them from the doctrine of spiritual guidance, straightforwardness, and success. May Allah shield us from the deception and whispers of the shaitan by his favor and generosity. Amen. Prayer 11. O Lord, bestow upon us wisdom and sound judgment directly from your essence, and let us join the righteous. O seeker who wants to discipline his manners, to purify his blameworthy qualities, to purify his unpleasing states, and to purify his secret from the inclination toward otherness and affairs that negate and pollute the purity of unity, you must deeply reflect upon the glorious signs, the ayat, mentioned in the Quran, especially those in which Allah describes the safety of his worshipful slaves who are actualized by the truth in the rank of servitude. They have been unveiled by the vastness of his name Ar-Rahman, which caused everything manifest in the unseen and the seen universes to appear. Truly reflect until their meanings settle firmly in your heart and are completely engraved on the scroll of your secret, and their taste becomes part of your eternal existence. Then you taste the sweetness and arrive in the rooms of the garden of surrender and contentment. Then your heart will overflow with the overflowing ocean of the one essence. You will inhale the breath of the merciful, rising out of the annihilation of your singular presence, a breath that is purified of particular entities and attachments to physical nature. And after this, you will not look at or turn towards the demands of the attachment to your humanity, and you will intensify your enthusiasm for the godly demands so that Allah can save you by his favor from the chains of your selfishness and the bondage of your humanity with the generous overflowing favor he bestows upon you. O seeker who is traveling the path to Allah, observe moderation. Observe good manners and actions. Observing balance in all of your states and affairs concerning the lower world and the final abode. You must direct your attention in all of your states inwardly toward tasting and toward observation with a true reflection, until you gain insight into the origin of your states. And then reflect upon how your manifestation should pour out in accordance with the principles of divine balance and moderation, and not in accordance to the lower desires that are overcoming you, which are the troops of the commanding self in union with shaitan and his temptations. You must heal yourself and rectify your nafs until you straighten yourself by the practices that discipline one's desires, which are attached to the lower world, which is subject to ruin. Continue to obey and fulfill the rituals of worship in spite of difficulty, including fasting, walking, and seclusion. Participate in retreat in isolated places. Busy yourself with prayers and invocation that draw you closer to the real, so that your qualities are balanced and your manners, actions, and states are straightened. Only then will the door of unity be unveiled to you, and the doors of hypocrisy, conceit, and love of fame will close, as well as the harmful tendencies that result from mingling with people and participating in entertainment or activities that cloud the purity of the water of the unity. Know, my follower, that the possessors of perfect love and the friends of Allah are those who give their very essence to travel the way of annihilation in Allah, without turning to anyone else for good or for evil, for benefit or for harm. They are so completely bewildered and deeply engaged in witnessing the beauty and majesty of Allah that they do not pay attention to their individual selves. Then how can they then pay any attention to another? This way is not made easy for you except with divine blessing and attraction by following his beloved prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In all of his states, in all of his manners, ways, and footsteps, and by continuous service of the perfect spiritual guide who awakens you from your heedlessness and guides you to your final goal and focal point, the Qibla. O Lord, bestow upon us wisdom and sound judgment directly from your essence, and let us join the righteous. Amen. Prayer 12. O Lord, bestow upon us gifts from the treasury of your generosity, which you placed in your noble book, for you are the bestower of gifts, the inspirer of what is good and right. Amen. O seeker who continuously reads the book of Allah and follows its guidance, you must first look at the literal meaning of the individual words. And then you must look at the context of the sentence made from these words. Then you must reflect upon and study the states that demand them. Deeply reflect upon the style and the purpose of the words, as well as the commands and prohibitions they contain. You must consider the lessons and the advice against something that they include, and the rulings and benefits to which they lead. You must be aware of the sounds and the rhythms that are sung in accordance with gnosis, truth, unveiling, witnessing, and the goals for which they originated, and the secrets that poured out the words and harmonized the letters. O intelligent and experienced one, you must understand that the Quran has seven inner layers of meaning, and outwardly it has seven authentic recitations in accordance with the authentic hadith of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Beware of being satisfied only by the literal words and sounds which are familiar to the Arabs, and do not be satisfied with the mere characteristics and benefits that the Arab scholars know well, but be observant in accordance with what is mentioned here until your knowledge, which is attached to the lower world, comes from tasting, as you hear the Quran in your heart, and you understand it by your heart, without the medium of letters and words that flow from the tongue. Letters and words are merely dense veils, according to the possessors of the inner intellect who have insight into the inner meaning of the Quran. Only in this way would you gain the good fortune of the Quran and your share of its guidance and spirituality. O Lord, bestow upon us gifts from the treasury of your generosity which you placed in your noble book, for you are the bestower of gifts, the inspirer of what is good and right. Amen. Prayer 13. O Allah, make us among those who strive in the way of unity, who struggle against themselves to travel the way of annihilation until they give themselves away for the sake of Allah and annihilate themselves in His essence, by His favor, and by the vastness of His generosity. O seeker, whose face is turned toward the real by that glimpse borrowed from the radiating light of the revelations of His essence, in accordance with His beautiful names and lofty qualities, you must reflect upon the origin of diversity, which in its reality has no otherness, because the variety is contained in the One in existence. Deeply reflect with the intellect that was given to you from the presence of His knowing. This is the trust that enables you to receive gnosis of your originator, to whom you will return according to your perception of truth, your readiness, and your natural receptivity, by which He distinguishes you from every manifestation of His creatures, and by which you are worthy of being His vicegerent. With this excellent trust that has been placed within you, the real makes you responsible for the duty with which He has charged you. And He has prepared lofty levels and high stations for you with Him in accordance with your ascent and gnosis by following and sincerely performing the duties with which He has charged you. You must bear the burden of the duty and the hardship of the practices as long as you are in the field of obligation and in the station of ascent, until the real attracts you further toward Him and enables you to reach your promised rank and the praiseworthy station, which is the level of unveiling and witnessing. Only then will the possible unite with that which essentially exists, and only then will the disturbing waves be removed from the ocean of experience, and only then will you gain the gift of subtleness and excellence, and the meaning of His saying from Quran 28:88, "There is no deity save Him. All things will perish save His presence. The judgment is His, and to Him you shall be returned." Bismillah. Wallata du ma'allahi ilahan akhara. La ilaha illahu. كل شيء هليك إلا وجهه له الحكم وإليه ترجعون. A seeker who strives towards the real who is thirsty for the wine of his unity, who is turned away from falsehood and from the whispers of Shaitan, you must first strive to rid yourself of your desires, especially those that come from the commanding self and want to transgress the limits set by Allah to cover up the truth and to backbite, regardless of the demands of the unity and regardless of the instructions of the possessors of the unity that come from Gnosis in accordance with the realities, the secrets, and unveiling. Discipline thyself by performing the practices that are difficult for you and carry out your duties until you have contentment and security concerning its decree. When yourself is content and secure, then yearning and tasting manifests accompanied by an attraction to the real, demanding the annihilation of the self in the entity or self of Allah. The self is encompassed by his essence and disappears in his qualities, disappears in his names and qualities to the extent that there is no trace of the self and no self-entity. Then you are among those who excel in doing good, and those who are guided and who are made tranquil. These Gnostics are with Allah in their states, in all of their states, not as a partner or in equality, and not by union or incarnation, as some of their sayings and manifestations may be misunderstood. But they are with Allah by way of annihilation in Him, returning to Him, and remaining in existence by Him. O Allah, make us among those who strive in the way of unity, who struggle against themselves to travel the way of annihilation, until they give themselves away for the sake of Allah, and annihilate themselves in His essence by His favor and the vastness of His generosity. Amen. Prayer 14. May Allah make us among those who master the station of contentment and among those who accept with pleasure everything that the real grants to him in the preserved tablet. Amen. O seeker who has been actualized in the level of certitude that results from gnosis and truth, may Allah enable you to escape to your godly essence, and may He help you avoid the demands of your low humanity. You must be careful about the harm caused by imitators of the truth and speculators, and the false accusations of the ignorant and the cynical, who are losers and are ignorant and confused because they follow illusion and fantasy. You must purify your thoughts and conscience from objecting to them, mingling with them, hating them, and paying attention to them, because they are people who have been forsaken by Allah. He allowed them to descend from the level of the true human being, which is the level of the realized Gnostic in the station of certitude. This is also the level of the master of the vicegerency, who is the representative of the universally merciful. At that level, one adorns himself with the lofty ethics of the most tender and the bestower of gifts. The ignorant ones are granted the limitation of contingency and are tied with the chains of restrictions and the bondage of reckoning from which they will not be able to escape. You must direct your heart completely toward your Lord and surrender all your affairs to Him. taking him as your trustee, al-wakil, and careful reckoner, al-hasib. His provision is enough to save you from enmity and envy. But you must invoke him without stopping, and you must cut yourself off from all states and return to him in all of your undertakings, duties, and challenges. Know that if it was decreed, there is no good that finds you, or any harm that occurs to you that does not originate from him. It manifests from his power and flows in accordance with his knowledge and wisdom. This is why you must turn to him with everything. Return to him and invoke him with humility and seek refuge from him in him. Everything is from him and nothing can stop his decree or rule after his ruling. He does as he wishes and judges in accordance with his will. And there is no power or strength except by Allah, the Most High and the Magnificent. O seeker who has realized the unity, who has been actualized in the station of the unity, who has mastered settling, baka, on the seat of truthfulness and sincerity, and who has abandoned false claims and speculation. Do you not want to achieve that which you have no capacity to achieve and no readiness or receptivity to accomplish? Do you not wish to unveil the power that is beyond you? Know that when the human being strives and exerts himself to attain gnosis by the blessing of success from the real who attracts him, he cannot achieve this except by adorning himself with the manners of Allah and annihilating in his essence. He removes himself from the demands of his low humanity as much as his capacity and readiness allows. But attaining complete knowledge of Allah or unveiling the unseen that belongs to Allah alone within his essence is something that was not even granted to the prophets, the messengers, or the perfect friends of Allah, the sincere or the lovers. None of them claimed perfect or complete knowledge, because this was beyond their capacity. Miracles and gifts of honor beyond the norm occurred as occasional favors from Allah to his prophets and saints. In conclusion, the one who has realized the unity must hold on tightly to the robe of surrender and contentment regarding the authority of the divine decree, and he should not pursue or desire extraordinary gifts of honor. May Allah make us among those who master the station of contentment, and among those who accept with pleasure everything that the real grants him in the preserved tablet. Amin. 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 أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.